Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening. Now joining us on the line as the head volleyball coach for the Clarion Goldfield House Cowgirls, Jessica Nail, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, definitely.
So as we take a look here at your squad, bit of a tough week last week. You open up the week with a tough 3-1 loss to Humboldt, and then you go to the Jody Doster Classic over at Osage and play a lot of high-quality opponents in that tournament as we take a look. And unfortunately, an 0-for day for you there. But what were some areas in this weekend and throughout the past week where maybe there was some growth there that maybe got overshadowed by the level of the opponents you were playing?
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a tough week. Looking back to Humboldt, that's one that I definitely think we could have should have had. I think we got up the first set. We were up 1-0 and then just kind of started playing a little too safe. We were definitely a lot more hesitant at the net. We weren't swinging very hard and just can't do that against a good opponent like Humboldt that just kept, they stayed aggressive the whole time. And so we kind of took that, learned from that a little bit, that, hey, we still have to stay aggressive. We're not going to win against tough teams, or we're not going to dig ourselves out of holes just playing it safe. And then, we knew it was going to be a tough weekend, a lot of tough competition. I wasn't really stressing the win and loss column, but, yeah, just what can we learn for it? What can we get better at and, take back into conference play going into this week?
As we take a look at your team, at least looking at some individuals, at least three that have really stood out to me or stand out on the stat sheet, Sydney Frieselben and Addie Aitskelson, two players who get a lot of run, et cetera. And then Elliot Ennis, especially on the defensive side, 31 blocks for her. And what can you say about what those three have brought in a night-in, night-out basis for your squad?
Yeah, it's great having two senior leaders out of Sydney and Addie. And like I said, we use them with their hands setting, but then we also use them at the net hitting. They both pull back serve receive. Their serve is both strong for us. So, again, like I said, they're just both all-around players and definitely need their, game sense and just leadership on the court day in, day out. And they stay pretty consistent for us. And, yeah, Ellie at the net, she's been tremendous on the blocking side. We try to get her involved, out of the middle as much as we can, but still want to, push that even more, keep moving her around and finding some open spots for her to swing away at the ball. But, we're really working on her reading the hitters and just closing that block. I think she still has room to grow, but she's been strong with her middle block for us so far.
And another individual that's also been really strong on the defensive side in the back row, your libero, Indy Johnson, 116 digs to lead the team here by a wide margin coming in to this week. Obviously, she got a lot of run as a libero a season ago. And what have you seen in her game at that libero spot that has really improved from where she was as a sophomore?
Yeah, she's just an outstanding back row player, I think. Last year she had a lot of people around her, and this year she's kind of feeling that pressure to take charge and be more of a leader. She had two seniors back in the back row with her last year, and so she still played a big role as our libero. She's definitely putting, the pressure on herself. She's stepping up as a leader, and I think she just has that mentality that she's going to get any ball she can. There's not a ball that she isn't able to get in her mind. And she just reads so well. She's playing volleyball all year round, which helps. She's traveling on a club team, and I've just really seen her game grow defensively this past weekend. We were kind of struggling at the net, and we moved her, as an outside hitter too, and she did outstanding there. So, again, she just has that volleyball knowledge, and she's just a great leader, and we can really put her wherever we need her.
And finally, as we take a look here, your schedule coming up this week, you got a chance to get back on track with a rivalry matchup with Eagle Grove on Tuesday. You welcome in St. Edmund on Thursday before going up to the Forest City Tournament, taking on some pretty good competition that will be at that Forest City Tournament coming up this weekend. And when you look at this schedule here coming up this week for your club, what kind of opportunity do you see for your ball club coming up this week?
Yeah, we faced Eagle Grove in our home tournament to start the season. we got a win there. But, you know, just like us, we assume they've gotten better and changed some things up. But I just hope, again, coming off a tough week, you just hope that they bounce back. They stay, you know, confident in their selves. They come back together as a team. You know, we saw a lot of girls. I mean, they have high expectations on themselves. So, you know, they put a lot of pressure on themselves this past weekend, and it didn't go probably how we wanted. So hopefully we just want to bounce back, you know, get back to having fun as a team and playing good volleyball. St. Ed's, you know, they were young last year, but they were really scrappy. They were ones that we had to definitely play our best volleyball to get the win last season. And so, you know, they're kind of a wild card, and I think they're able to play some good volleyball. So I think that'll be a good competition for us. And, you know, at Forest City, we see a lot of, we see a couple of our conference teams there. So that'll be kind of nice to see them and to see how we compare and stand against some of those conference teams as well.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll talk to you again here down the road later on this season.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Yep, that was Jessica Nail, the head volleyball coach at the Clarion Goldfield Dallas Cowgirls, here on Coach Speak. We'll be back with more after this.